This community is angry. This community does want the anger to be heard, and that's why Virginia's come up the mountain. Well, it's part of the reason why. It's also to paint a picture, but that's the response that I'm hearing here on text. You can hear it yourself. Geordie Ferguson is with the Kalorama CFA and is sitting in front of me here in freezing weather wearing a T-shirt. Geordie, what's wrong with you?
I don't have a lot of warm clothing. I've gone from a warm house to warm cars to warm places, so...
You made it tough stuff, clearly.
And if I have to get into our turnout gear, it's very, very warm in that. So I'm ready to go at any time.
All right. Well, it's good to see that you made a hearty stuff. I put your points to Andrew Crisp, who's the Emergency Services Commissioner. I'm looking at it. You actually stayed up late last night. I know you couldn't sleep. You knew we were coming up the mountain, and you said you had thoughts going round and around and around in your head. You've been here, and you've been here from, you know, evening dot when it all started. And I'm just going to read a little bit of your opening thoughts here from the Kalorama Fire Brigade. In coming to Kalorama, I'm hoping for a couple of points to come about in particular. The failure of our senior state, EMV and associate agencies to respond in a timely and appropriate manner to our needs, it requires exposure and scrutiny. What do you mean by timely manner?
Look, the lack of coordination from them, that's what Emergency Management Victoria was set up for, and they've just failed us dismally. You can see here today, the most senior officer here today is Sean from the SES. Where is the CFA senior management? The only other uniforms you see here today are our volunteers here, and none of us are getting paid. We've all been going flat stick since we could get here, and our own CFA senior management have just neglected us. Emergency Management of Victoria is supposed to coordinate that, and it goes right up to a state level. Our state member is his constituency. He lives here. These people here in our community, they've got it. They voted him in. He's not here. How ridiculous is that?
You mean the acting Premier James Mulaney?
I do mean the acting Premier James Mulaney. Now, I understand he's at a very high level, and he was in Gippsland overseeing massive emergencies there. But at that level, they're paid and they know how to delegate, and they've got their own members. He can get their members to look after that area. This is his people. And he's not... We haven't seen him. It's a week later. And we're still running. I know you've spoken to my captain, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He is an absolute superstar. He is running this show, and he's overriding whatever rules and stuff they've got in place to make this happen, because the people that should be making it happen aren't. It's failing. It's failed.
Big changes were made to Emergency Management Victoria, indeed to set up the body that is EMV.
2014.
And that's right. And big changes were made in the construction and the connection between the CFA and, of course, the paid firefighting workforce in relation to bushfires. But, of course, we've got a different situation, but a big disaster situation here nonetheless. Is this not playing out right now as you thought it would following the big changes that were made?
It hasn't played out in any way, shape or form. At all. Emergency Management Victoria is an emergency management organisation to manage emergencies, and they haven't been here.
The communications issue is a key one. We know that following the Royal Commission into Black Saturday and the bushfires, that getting those communication channels straight was a key finding, was a key recommendation of the Royal Commission, actually making sure that EMV communication and with the brigades on the ground, that it was improved and it was actually on secure lines where it could continue even in an emergency situation. Did you have that going on?
That's supposed to be what they're there for. No. The answer is no. Our Captain Bill. And that's not his job. None of us are paid to do it. Bill's not paid to do it. And he's not going to get a bonus at the end of the year for it.
Well, because we know that what you're doing and the emergency, the disaster you're dealing with, is not, strictly speaking, actually your territory, but the CFA's just moved in to do it anyway.
If we don't, no one will. We already know that. But it's okay. We have been told we need to stand back. And we're happy to stand back if someone's going to stand in, but they're not standing in.
Is there something to do with the nature of this storm? Has it been a particularly ferocious and unexpected and and difficult to deal with storm that has brought about a situation that's meant fully 7 days later you still have so many houses and businesses that have not been dealt with. Does that explain part of it at least?
No. And the reason it doesn't explain part of it is because the very reason the EMV was set up in 2014 was a result of the inquiry into Black Saturday, which was a storm. It was a firestorm. And it was a very similar situation of an unprecedented circumstances. And that's exactly why the EMV was set up. This is not out of the realm of their capabilities because that's why it was set up. And it's clearly failed.
So what's the answer, in your view, Geordie? And those of you and your volunteer colleagues and your mates who you work with up here and people who know the community well, what's the answer?
Well, look, the answer is to open your ears and listen. Yeah, you know, like I said, I was listening to this rollout, and alarm bells started going off when I was listening to our crews not being able to get into places, and I was listening to our neighbouring CFA crews not being able to come in from the other direction. So clearly there's an iron ring going down, and yet it was still left to the local brigades to try to get to those things. So someone in senior CFA should have been going, well, why isn't this happening? What do we need to do? And it should have been escalating from there.
And senior CFA speaking just across to senior SES and actually saying you need to throw more at this.
Well, it just goes straight to EMV. That's what EMV's for, isn't it? That's an umbrella organisation to coordinate all that.
Geordie, it's a series of perfectly reasonable questions, it seems to me. I've got lots of comments coming in here on text. Geordie Ferguson is with you from the Kalorama CFA, and he's mad as hell, as you can hear. To be fair, James Molino has been flying over Kalorama and everywhere in a helicopter. It's been difficult to get in there, says Rosemary. Geordie's saying words that I probably shouldn't repeat on the radio. Well, what can you say, Geordie, that's appropriate here?
Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Get in amongst your constituents. No one has been down my street higher ranked than a CFA strike team leader following the chainsaw gang that cleared my street on Friday. No one in my street, one of the hardest hit streets in the whole community, no one higher ranked than a CFA strike team commander.
And as you say, the hardest hit street in the area. Geordie, I know you've got a lot of work to do and you've been checking in this morning also with some at-risk people who need a daily welfare check. How are they going? Some older Kalorama residents here, are they all right?
Our residents here in Kalorama are stoic. They're incredible. It's the silver lining that's come out of here. Excuse me.
Oh, Geordie. I didn't mean to upset your mate, sorry.
It's got to come out sometime. Look, the kids have been... I was just talking to one of the locals about our kids. The story's coming out about our kids and what they've done for our community to help. My 11-year-old, my 9-year-old, my wife are home by themselves through the storm. They had no communications. The phones all went flat. There was no way of recharging, and I had to get my neighbours to go and check on them. I didn't hear from them from just before 10 o'clock during the storm the night before until 9 o'clock the next morning, and knowing what had sort of roughly what had happened, like I said, without the concept. And the community members here, when I did get here, again, no uniforms, no officials. I got trapped about 2 kilometres down the road. I got stopped. I couldn't get through from about 2 kilometres down the road. I couldn't get up a number of roads around here. I came in a back way, and there's a Rickett Sanctuary down the road about 2 kilometres away. I parked my car there and then scrambled through to the fire station from there. And the whole way through were just local residents with chainsaws and just clearing stuff and trying to get access through the roads, through the main road.
Even while it would have been, they still would have been at risk of a tree falling on them. I mean, it's dangerous work.
The risk of tree fall, it's probably not really over yet. And that's another problem we've got. We have active we call them hangers, but trees hanging over. I got called out. The reason I got out of my home yesterday morning when I did, because I was going to do some work around home before I came up, I got a call out for a tree overhanging a house just down the road here. And we've got a number of them, and they don't know who to call. They've got the trees hanging over their house, and someone needs to just... The EMV has capabilities to get machinery in to remove that threat.
You're going to need so much heavy machinery. We were hearing before from the local council about that as well. Geordie, I know you're warm, but just looking at you in a T-shirt is making me cold, frankly. So can you go in there and get yourself a warm cup of tea at least and get yourself something to eat too?
Thanks, Virginia.
Really great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Geordie Ferguson, who along with so many CFA volunteers doing an extraordinary job here in Kalorama.